Welcome to the Aligned Hygienist Podcast. I am your host, Caitlin, and I'm on a mission to help busy dental professionals like you feel better in your body, your mind, and your energy so you can start to thrive both in and out of the office. Whether you want to alleviate or prevent chronic pain and stress, you want to learn more about how you can optimize your health and your career, or you just want to be reminded that you're not alone on this crazy ride, you've landed in the right place. Now it's time to get started. So sit back, take a deep breath, and let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode on the Aligned Hygienist Podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin, and today's special guest is Kimberly Augustus. Kimberly is a dental hygienist of 10 years and part-time clinical educator in a dental hygiene program for the last 6 years. Her background was originally in business, and after feeling stuck behind a desk, she knew she needed to make a change. Kimberly's favorite part about her job is being able to connect with both of her patients and her students. She loves empowering each individual with the knowledge to do better and succeed both health and career. When she's not fighting against gum disease, she's a wife and mom of two amazing humans and two crazy canines. Her career has allowed her the flexibility to build her own schedule and be more present in their lives. She lives for her 5 a.m. workouts and 6 a.m. donuts. Kimberly has been propelled to do more in her profession, which has led her to coaching dental hygienists. She wants others to experience a fulfilling career and looks forward to helping hygienists reach their maximum potential. I am so excited to have you on the show today, Kimberly. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Oh, good. And it's so funny. We connected on LinkedIn and decided to do this podcast episode. And then immediately after, I was checking out her profile and she lived in the same town that I'm from in Massachusetts. And I was like, this is divine that we are connected. So I would just love to dive in. I know you practice still clinically as a hygienist, and you're also an instructor at Middlesex Community College, which is next to the town that I grew up in. But you're also expanding and growing into helping dental hygienists with career coaching. So I would love to hear first just a little bit about your journey. What brought you to this moment? And then we can talk about your coaching and how you're supporting people.
Yeah, absolutely. My journey is kind of all over the place. I went to college right after high school, just knowing, you have to go to college, not knowing what I wanted to do. Ended up getting a degree in finance. I worked for a while, the 9-to-5 corporate job, where every day I thought, this isn't what I'm set out to do. Mm. I ended up going back to dental hygiene school. While I was in school, I knew immediately that I wanted to work in education. So as soon as I graduated and got a couple of years of experience, I started teaching clinically. And then as I was teaching clinically, I would have students repeatedly come back looking for guidance after they graduated, which has kind of led me down the path of coaching. Mm. And getting there too, there's only so much time you have while in school, mm-hmm. that sometimes you're left needing more after you graduate.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of what I support people with as dental professionals too. It's like a lot of us are not taught actual proper ergonomics and how to actually do that in practice. And it's interesting, just like the varying amount of information depending on where we go to school of what tools and resources we have when we get out. So I love what you're up to. I think as a new grad or a seasoned vet in dental, it's important to continue learning and growing. So what are some of the ways that you're coaching and supporting hygienists now?
So a lot of times it can be anything. It can be a new grad that goes into clinical and you're suffering with how to make it through patient care, mm-hmm. how to have those tough conversations with your patients about their oral health and treatment that you know they need, but you're not sure how to recommend it. Mm-hmm. Or it's, how do I talk to the doctor when he comes in the room? Mm-hmm. How do we have that communication in front of the patient where we're on the same page? Mm-hmm. So it's coaching them through that. It could be you start working in clinical right after school, but you realize your body's in pain and you're not going to be able to work clinically for the rest of your life. What other options are out there? Mm-hmm. We can work on your resume, get your cover letter up to date. We can dive into other options that are out there that you can start looking into and start applying for.
I love that. There's so many, that's just so valuable for people getting out of school and having a resource and someone to go to ask those questions. That it's not even like, I think schools need to be sharing all of that information. I think it's kind of one of those things that you just learn as you go, and you learn when you're actually in clinical practice. But having someone like you, a resource that people can go to ask those questions that not all of us learn, and not all of us have the experience to learn how to communicate with a patient. It sounds simple and we don't really think about it when we're in hygiene school. But getting out and having those difficult conversations with patients, especially like getting that first, no, I don't want to do that treatment. It's like, okay. Now what?
Right, and then you begin to doubt everything that you've learned and everything that you're passionate about. And school does such an awesome job of laying down that foundation for you to grow upon.
Yeah.
The growth doesn't stop when you walk out that door, and you really have to put in the effort to take your career to the next level.
Yeah. And there's some practices out there and some dentists that really value that and support people with that. I know that the office, the second office I was at in San Diego, he was huge on communicating and patient experience, and really just up leveling not even the care but the communication. And the tools that I learned through some of those programs, I am so grateful in every aspect of my life for having them. But they don't always get laid out like that from the dentist. So sometimes we as dental professionals have to find ways to do that ourselves.
Right. And if you're in a situation where you don't have that, sometimes you don't even realize what you're missing.
Yeah.
And then you start to get that anxious feeling and that anxiety about going to work, you know, doubting every decision you've ever made.
Yeah. There's just something really valuable. I'm on this like kick right now that we don't all have to do it alone, and we shouldn't do it alone. And if we are feeling a certain way, other people are either feeling that way or have felt that way, and there are people out there like you that can support us in new learnings, new understanding, new growth, new mindset, and becoming a better version of ourselves in and out of the op.
Yeah, absolutely. I was that person that left school and struggled tremendously and wish I had somebody like myself that I could have used as a resource to help guide me.
Yeah, same. That's literally why I do what I do now, because I had so much pain when I was starting out and I couldn't find. Now there's a lot more resources, which I'm so grateful for. But we don't always have the resources at our fingertips. So I think one of the most important things we can do in the dental industry in general is to continue to grow. It's not just the schooling that we did. We have to continuously put time, energy, money, investments into ourself and our career.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. So what is like one or two big things that I know you shared like how you help people and it's kind of varying, but what are some big like one or two tips that you can share, especially if someone's new to graduating, that you go over with people a lot?
The main thing I would say is confidence. I think a lot of people struggle with their confidence. Even the conversations that you have to have with patients, practice them at home. Mm-hmm. Record yourself, listen to yourself on, talk back to yourself so that you, when you get into the room with that patient, that's going to help build your confidence to have that discussion, to not have that self-doubt that you shouldn't bring up, you know, what you see inside their mouth.
Yeah, I love that. I was just reminded the doctor that I worked for during some of our meetings, he was on a kick of, okay, let's record you kind of going through this. And our entire team was always like ducking down. Like, I don't want to be the one that's recorded. But it was so, so valuable. I hated it in the moment. I literally still almost can't even listen to my podcast episodes because I don't love listening to my voice. But it is so valuable to see yourself, to hear yourself, because there's certain cues that you can pick up on. Like, oh, I didn't realize that I was, you know, shrugging myself, or like, you know, my voice changed when I started talking about this. And there's so many things that we can get just by seeing or hearing ourselves go through something.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And then just the practice of, oh, that didn't sound natural or like me. How can I rephrase this sentence or this part of this conversation to make it more me and make it more authentic? And I think the more that you're doing that, the more confidence you build in yourself, and the feedback you get from your patients or your team can, in addition, grow the confidence.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually have people in my aligned hygienist program, but I recommend this for every hygienist or dentist or professional. Record yourself working, because when you watch what you are doing, it can be, even if you don't have a professional lens or someone that you're working with like me, it can be extremely telling what you see and what positions your body goes into that you didn't realize. I'm included in this, but you don't realize what you're doing sometimes when you're doing it. And to be able to see it and or hear it is really, really powerful and can give you a lot of information.
Yeah, I love that idea. Actually, I would love to see what I look like working, or maybe I wouldn't.
I know. It's one of those things. One of the women last round was like, do I have to? And like, what if I change what I'm doing because I know I'm recording? I'm like, just record yourself. You'll get a lot of information. And after, she literally sent me the videos and was like, oh my gosh. She's like, I don't even need you to pick any, like, I mean, of course, I did give my expert advice, but she was like, I just got so much information about how I'm sitting and how I'm moving around in the room. And when we have a deeper understanding, I was just actually recording a podcast interview with Elaine Rodriguez. She does laser dental integrations, but we were talking about having deeper self-reflection. And I think that's really important for anywhere in the office to have an understanding of what we're doing, what we're saying, what went good, what went bad, how can I improve? I think that's one of the most important things we can do, is that kind of growth mindset. And it comes back to being able to reflect on ourselves, which can be challenging sometimes, but so important.
Yes, yes. And giving and receiving of feedback is so important too, and being open to what you're hearing.
Yeah, of course. Yep. I remember getting some of my first criticisms in hygiene, and I took it so personally. I remember the operatory that I was in when I had my first patient complain about me. I remember where I went. I remember how I felt. And I felt like, oh my gosh, maybe I shouldn't be a dental hygienist. And I went down that rabbit hole. And then I started to, I've only had a few people that complained about me throughout the years, but I started to realize, like, okay, this can be a growth opportunity. One, what can I take away from this? How can I learn and grow and be better? And how can I sit with this discomfort of someone else's perception of me and be okay with it and learn and grow professionally and personally to become better and to not take things so personally? Because we're going to fail. We are going to make mistakes. I think what I talked about this last episode, one of the most important things we can do is fail, make mistakes, learn from them, and not make the same mistakes over and over again.
I love that. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Are there any other like big things that you talk about a lot with new grads or seasoned grads in becoming better in growing in the dental industry?
Yeah, I think a big thing too is when, once the students graduate, they want to just, you know, hop on to any job that they can get. So it's, what are you going to ask for your interview questions when you sit down? Because you mm-hmm. want to interview the office just as much as they're interviewing you. Mm-hmm. And I think as more seasoned hygienists, we understand that so much more than a new grad does. Mm-hmm. But you want to find yourself in an office that's going to promote growth, that's mm-hmm. going to teach you and show you and not shame you or put you down in front of a patient. You want them to respect where you've come from and where you want to go.
Mm-hmm. And I think, again, that comes back to that understanding and knowing ourselves and our deeper why in what we want. It's so amazing because there are so many dentists, there's so many practices out there, there's so many hygienists. And I truly believe that the more we know about ourselves and the more we know about what we want, which sometimes just takes practice and it takes just time, but the more aware we are of that, the more we can find these right fit offices that, like you said, some are going to be more proactive about continuing education. Some are going to be more proactive about practitioner care and taking care of ourselves. And what do you value as a person and as a hygienist? And how can you also, like you said, interview the office just as much as they're interviewing you, because that's so important.
Yeah, a lot of hygienists just see the dollar amount. When mm-hmm. are they going to pay me an hour?
That was
coming
me.
Out of school, they haven't been working. Mm-hmm. Where am I going to get the most money? And mm-hmm. sometimes that's not the most important thing at all.
Yeah.
And you'll end up in a situation where you're getting a high dollar amount, but you're getting also high pressure.
Yeah.
And it ends up just not working out.
Yeah. Yeah, there is so much to look for rather than just getting money and getting paid for what we're doing. We are spending so much time and energy at our place of work. Even if you're 1 day or 2 day a week, that's a long time that you're there. And knowing, that's why I think working interviews are so, so important, because you get so much information about not only the patients that are there, the communication between the doctor and their patients and your patients, but you're also getting a deeper understanding of the entire team, how they work together, how they're talking together. And we can use that as really, really valuable information to knowing what we want, what we don't want, and where we want to grow and get better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love that. Anything else you feel called to share with people that are getting out of school, or just in general in dentistry?
Just that you don't have to do it alone. Don't feel like you have to prove it to yourself. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to take the next step for your career, to keep growing. You may feel like you know as much as you can, but that's never the case.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to admit that to yourself.
Yeah. I think when we can admit it to ourselves and admit where we're at, where we want to go, and where that gap is, the right people, either we find them, we feel called to do a Google search or to search LinkedIn or whatever and find a career coach or ergonomic support or whatever it is. But when we have an understanding of where we're at, where we want to go, and where the gap is between that, we can then find the resources. And I found, just by having that conversation with myself of like, okay, here's where I'm at, here's where I want to go, I don't know how the heck I'm going to bridge that gap and get to the point, but it's almost like just knowing those two things, sometimes those people just magically show up. It's like, I still feel like my phone is listening to me all the time when you go on Instagram and you're like, weird that a car is showing up, a Subaru Outback is showing up when I was just thinking I wanted a new car. But it's almost like that people just kind of show up, or we have those conversations randomly and we're led to the people that we need to meet, whether it's mentors or a support group or a connection group or something like that. But I love it. We are not alone. It can feel like a lonely career, especially if we're in a smaller office and we don't have bigger connections or we're just new. We're not alone. We don't have to do it alone. And like I said before, if we are experiencing something, 9.9 times out of 10, it's been done before, it's been felt before, and there are people that you can connect with to help.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, this was a short and sweet episode, but I think so, so good, because I think like we've been talking about the whole time, hygienists, it can feel lonely. It can feel like we don't know what the heck we're doing. I literally was thinking about the first time I gave an injection the other day and how I wished I had support. But I think about how that is just so far in the past now. But at the time, it felt like the biggest thing in my life. And so if we just keep moving forward, if we just keep having that idea of growing and learning, we'll continue to find the right people. We'll continue to grow and evolve. I love this. People need it. It can feel lonely in the dental community, and it doesn't have to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
So I'd love for you to just share more about your business and then where people can find you if they're interested in connecting.
Yeah. So starting out, I'm doing some mentoring, one-on-one coaching, goal setting, career planning, and then hopefully, expanding. We're going to be doing some group coaching, creating some support groups, networks. My Instagram handle is @BloomRDH, mm-hmm. and my website is BloomRDH.com.
Awesome. So I'll link all of those in the show notes, but definitely go give her a follow. Reach out if you have questions and you want support. I think the one-on-one mentoring is so valuable, and I love and would love to support in any way I can the group coaching and support groups, because I think we need it. There's a gap. And thank you for bringing it forward and being a pioneer in helping dental hygienists, dental professionals at large, get these resources and get access to better information and more support.
Well, thanks. And thanks for having me on. This was great.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I'll put everything in the show notes. Thank you for being here. And I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to this episode on the Aligned Hygienist podcast. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Don't forget to join our community of like-minded professionals on Instagram @_CaitlinParsons. That's me. Or you can learn more about how I can support you, your health, and your career at CaitlinParsons.com. Lastly, if you are loving the podcast, don't forget to rate and review it. I would be forever grateful. Thank you again for tuning in, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.